Good afternoon from Seward, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball from the Walls Arena on the campus of Concordia University. The North College defenders come into today's contest 5-14 in the conference, 13-16 overall. Concordia's 18-1 in the conference. They've already wrapped up the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship. They did that 1 week ago. They are 27-2 overall. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the Walls Arena. The Door College defenders, winners of five of their last seven outings, they lost on Wednesday evening, while the Concordia Bulldogs ripped through the conference, lost their first game of the conference season 1 week ago tomorrow when they stumbled at the Corn Palace against the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you. The Dort College defenders trying to get things back on the winning track and trying to wrap up this season. Will they win? It's going to be a tall task here this afternoon, taking on a team that could quite possibly be the number one team in the country, but an early season loss for the Concordia Bulldogs dropped them into the top 10 range and then the top 5 range, and eventually they settled in at number 2 for a period of time. Remains to be seen what that loss on the road to Dakota Wesleyan will do to their national standing. For the North College defenders, they've been playing some pretty good basketball. They had a difficult time event right around the Christmas break and started to get things figured out. They changed up their offensive system just a bit, and they were able to start generating more offense. They're averaging 66.2 points per game, giving up 70 points per outing. They out-rebound teams by over 4 rebounds per game, and their field goal percentage has steadily risen, and they are up to 41% from the floor while allowing 41.3% success by their opponents. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they are built on turnovers and forcing turnovers, namely. They are averaging 84.5 points per game. They allow 59.4 points per game. They out-rebound teams 42.3 to 36.4, and they shoot for a 44.2% field goal percentage while allowing 36% success. Philomena Lammers averages 12.9 points per game for the Bulldogs, converts 57.6% of her shots. She is a 5'11 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. Mary Janovich scores 11.5 points per game, but she will not be playing here today. She's been dealing with injury most of the year, and she will be held out of action here today. Quinn Rogge is adding 11.4 points per game with 6 rebounds, which is second on the team to Lammers with a 6.9 average. Danny Anderson has started all 29 games for the Bulldogs and has an 8.5 average and leads the team with 58 made three-point shots. Shelby Quinn is leader in assists with 126. For the defender women, they're led by Jamie Gasink and Kim Cruz with 10.0 and 9.9 points per game, respectively. Shea Palama's average is 8.0, and she takes down 6.9 rebounds per game. Annie Rinesmith has lifted her scoring average to 7.8. Paige Engbers and Kenzie Bowsme each score 7.3 and 7.1 points per game, respectively. Let's pause now for our national anthem. National anthem performed by the Concordia Pep Band here in attendance at the Walls Arena. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for today's basketball game. Let's begin with the host school, the Concordia Bulldogs. They will start number 10, Devin Edwards. A 5'6 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 3.9 points per game. Number 14 is Laurel Crone, a 5'6 senior from Osmond, Nebraska, averaging 3.4 points per outing. Number 34 for the Concordia Bulldogs is Carissa Goots, a 6'1 senior, beg your pardon, a 5'1 senior from Osmond, Nebraska. And she is not in their regular rotation, but she draws the start here this afternoon on the final home game of the 2016 season for the Concordia Bulldogs, the final regular season game. Number 42 is Aubrey Burrow, a 6-foot senior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 4.9 points per game. And number 44 is Aaron Wieselmeyer, a 6-1 senior from Holyoke, Colorado, averaging 5.8 points per game. For the North College Defenders, they will start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 9.9 points per game. Number 22 is Jamie Gasink, a 5'9 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10 points per outing. Number 23 is Paige Engbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7.3 points per game. Number 25 is Annie Rinesmith, a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 7.8 points per game. And number 31 is Shea Palama, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8 points per contest. Concordia in their road, I should say Concordia in their home whites with blue numbers. The trim is blue, the interior of the numbers gray. North College in their road blacks. And the Concordia Bulldogs have the basketball. Opening tap controlled by the Bulldogs. They pass it off to Devin Edwards. Edwards with the basketball. Edwards gives it to Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer gives it up to Crone, and Crone's pass taken away by Rinesmith. Here comes North College, Janie Rinesmith, and a reach-in foul called against the Concordia Bulldogs and Devin Edwards. Edwards whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. North College with the basketball. Inbounding is Paige Engbers. Gets it off to Kim Cruz. Pass goes left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. High off of the glass, no good. Rebound tap out controlled by the Concordia Bulldogs and Laurel Crone. Crone with the basketball. She gets it up left side over to Burrow. Burrow, three, good. Aubrey Burrow with the three-point basket, and here come the North College defenders trailing 3-0. Jamie Gasink with the basketball in the backcourt. She takes it across the timeline. Three players around her. Steps through. Passes over to Cruz. Cruz underneath. It goes to Shea Palama. Palama takes it up. Gets fouled in the act of shooting. And she gets the free throw as she's awarded for being fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity for Shea Palama. Palama, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa. Is North College able to work it through the pressure defense applied by the Concordia Bulldogs? North College ties it up 3-3. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia driving right side with it. Layup with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court for the defenders. Cruz driving in. Stops. Passes. Right side over to Gasink. Reverses Engbers. Engbers. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out, and Rinesmith comes up with it. Rinesmith with it, left side over to Engbers. Engbers well beyond the three-point line. Goes short corner to Cruz. Cruz back to the middle of the floor. Outside it goes Rinesmith. Rinesmith, three, good. Annie Rinesmith with the three-point basket, and the North College defenders trail 6-3. 6-3, our score. North College in front, 6-3, Concordia with the basketball. Pass goes over to Laurel Crone. Shot no good, and a dead ball as the ball makes contact with the support cable above the rim after it bounces high off of the rim. It'll be North College basketball. Inbounding, they get it in to Gasing. Gasing passes left side over to Engbers. Engbers to Cruz. Cruz on the jailbreak. Stops, puts it up the left hand. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders lead 8-3. 8-3, our score. Concordia basketball, they feed it down low to the baseline. Baseline jumper is up and good for Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer with the basketball. Well, this is not the regular starting lineup for the Concordia Bulldogs, but four out of the five are in their regular rotation. And when you're in the regular rotation for Concordia, that means you are averaging probably about 12 to 15 minutes per basketball game. Pass down to the baseline. 15-footer by Jamie Gasink is good. She's the fourth different North College player to score a basket. And the defenders back in front, 10-5, 7:20 remaining, first quarter. Pass goes left side over to Crone. Crone with the basketball. Crone to Edwards. Edwards off of the glass. Good. And Devin Edwards with the two-point basket. And the college defenders trail 10-7, or to lead, I should say, 10-7. They break the pressure. Cruz stops at the free throw line. Passes right side over to Paloma, and Paloma is held on the play. Shea is fouled on the play by Aubrey Bro. Bro whistled for the personal foul. Dort College enjoying a three-point lead, 10-7. 10-7, our score. Bausma checks in. Also checking in for Dort College is Evavold. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Rinesmith. Rinesmith tries to pass it into the corner. It's taken back by Concordia. Concordia with a steal. Anderson. Anderson feeds it off right side. Layup is good for the Bulldogs and Sydney Feller. Feller with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is down to one, 10-9. 10-9, our score. Left side, it goes Ingbers. Ingbers, three ball, left corner, no good. Race for the rebound on the weak side. It's taken down by Evavold. Evavold back over to Bausma. Bausma, two players around her. Tries to pass it back over to Evavold, and it's tipped out of bounds by Quinn Rogge. It'll be Dort College basketball in front of the Concordia bench, down on the other end of the floor to my right. Pass goes into Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball. Ingbers gives it back over to Cruz. Cruz on the right wing. Cruz, backdoor cut, Bausma. Bausma puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Shelby Quinn. That's number one on her. Kenzie Bausma to the free throw line. Bausma will shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Kenzie Bausma makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 12-9. 3.5 minutes into the contest. Pass goes right side, Concordia. With the basketball is Feller. Sydney Feller passes it down to the baseline. On the right elbow, 15-footer is up, no good. Rebound tapped out, though, and controlled by Concordia. Bulldog basketball. Pass goes right side. This is Danny Anderson. Anderson feeds it underneath, and we've got a foul on the play, and Concordia will shoot free throws. Getting the free throw attempts will be the Concordia Bulldogs' Quinn Rogge. Rogge fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. And by People's Bank and People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are the Sioux Center agents, 722-0101. Rogge makes both free throws. Dort College breaks the Concordia press. Stopping with it is Harmson. Harmson comes back over right side. Gets the return pass. She's got it on the left wing. Gasing tries to dump it down low, and it's taken away by Concordia on the Bulldogs with a chance to take the lead. They're down 12-11 with a basketball. Pass goes left side, Feller. Feller, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Bausma lets traffic clear. Now passes over to Flohn. Flohn into the front court for the defenders. Long pass over the top. Gasing. Gasing the trailer. Bausma. And Bausma's unable to hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets it back. Concordia forcing opponents into about 10 more turnovers per game than they give up. Out front with the basketball is Quinn. They pass left side. Feller. Feller at the top of the key. Feller comes back over to Lammers. Lammers at the free throw line. Looks down low, and the ball is deflected. Picked up by Bausma. Bausma in the backcourt gives it up to Flohn. Flohn, long pass into the front court to Harmson. And Harmson tries to save it in, but as she leaps, she jumps and off of the sideline, makes contact with the basketball. After that, and gets whistled for being out of bounds. Quinn with a basketball. Shelby Quinn, guarded there by Flohn, testing the waters. Nothing there. Concordia basketball, right side. This is Rogge. Rogge goes to Quinn. Quinn, left corner. Quinn will spot up the three, nearly banked it in from the wing. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Gasink, one player to beat, stops, gives back over to Harmson. Harmson pops, three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Rogge. Rogge with the basketball. Quinn Rogge gives it up to Shelby Quinn. How's that for confusing? Pass goes left side over to Lammers. Lammers working against Evebold. Freshman on freshman. Puts it up. Shot no good, but she's called for traveling. Travel violation against the Concordia Bulldogs. And it'll be North College basketball. Wholesale changes for the defenders. Cruz, Ryan Smith, Pruitt, Engbers, and Paloma on the floor. Ryan Smith in the backcourt gets it away to Cruz. Cruz with it up the floor over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, three on three, passes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt lets fly with a three, no good there for the rebound, though. Cruz in and out of her hands, though. Taken back by Concordia, stolen by Engbers. Dort College with the basketball after the turnover. Engbers passes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Annie picks up her dribble, passes over to Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing. Pruitt comes back right side, looking. Cross-court pass, Ryan Smith into the corner, Pruitt. Same spot, decides against the shot this time. Pass comes back right side, Engbers. Engbers, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith puts it on the deck at the left elbow. Back over to Cruz. Cruz launches a three. It's too strong, no good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Lammers. Lammers gets it away to Quinn. Quinn with the basketball. Shelby Quinn up the floor. Gives it up Rogge. Rogge in the lane. Back over to Quinn. Quinn, weak side pass, Lammers. Lammers got free, puts it up. She's fouled. And Lammers will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College trailing 13-12, pending the free throw with 3:13 left to go in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual with Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Free throw is missed. Dort College trails by one, 13-12. Second time Dort College has trailed here this afternoon. After getting down 3-0, they scored 6 points in a row. Pass to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it in between the circles. Tests the waters. Tries to fire it underneath. Ball's deflected out. It's still loose. 12 to shoot for the defenders. They maintain possession of it. Engbers pass underneath. Taken back by Lammers. Lammers with the basketball. Gets the ball up the floor to Brenly Dom. Dom, three. Good. Brenly Dom with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 15-12. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Kim Cruz is held in the backcourt. Foul's going to go against the Concordia Bulldogs. And that foul goes on number 20, Mary. And I'm not sure who number 20 is today. That is Janovich normally. That is not Janovich today. Free throw on the way for Cruz is up, no good. Another one on the way for Kim Cruz. See if anyone else is listed as number 20 on the Concordia roster. Doesn't look like they are. Now we've got a push called on Dort College on the ensuing rebound after the missed free throw by Kim Cruz. So Cruz misses two free throws. And the Dort College defenders Concordia basketball. With it out front is Duvel. Duvel down to the baseline. Kicks it out front. Working it. Right side shot no good. And the rebound controlled again by Concordia. This time the three-pointer is up and down for Dom. Dom with a couple of three-point baskets. And the Dort College defenders trail at 19-12. Our score, 1:58 remaining. First quarter of action, Concordia basketball. Concordia has it. They work it into their offensive end. Concordia, they give it up to Dom. Dom with the basketball. Dom goes back left side, gets the return pass, gives it up to Riley Sybil. Sybil with the basketball. Sybil has it out front. She's wearing number 20 this evening, or this afternoon. Shot inside the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Angbers. Here comes Rinesmith. Dort College down 19-12. Pass left side over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers gives it up to Cruz. Cruz, cross-court pass, comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a player on her left shoulder, drives in, nothing there, comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Pruitt. Ball's still on the floor. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. So the defenders giving up a little bit of a run here. I'll give you the particulars in just a moment. Making a couple notes to myself here before I forget. Concordia right now in front 19-12. They are on a 10-0 run. With the basketball, Rinesmith goes into the corner. Dort College nearly turns it over, and they do end up turning it over. Lunging to save it was Kim Cruz, and the Concordia Bulldogs have the basketball. They pass it in the lane. A little hook shot is good. Aaron Wieselmeyer with a two-point basket, and the defenders trail it 21-12, a 12-0 run by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading, driving up the floor. Gasing gets it away. Landers. Landers, 12-footer, right baseline, no good. Rebound comes out. Paloma. Paloma's shot, no good. And Shea, I beg your pardon, unable to knock down the shot. On the return was Dort College's Alyssa Flohn. Flohn misses the other shot on that possession, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Shot no good on the Concordia end of the floor. Saved in by Landers. Gets it away, Gasing. Gasing pass over the top. Gets it to Flohn. Flohn with the basketball on the wing. Flown back over to Gasing. Gasing left side to Landers. Landers gives it up. Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Comes back over right side. Rinesmith. Rinesmith three. Missed it. No good. Rebound out long. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball with 7 seconds left to go in the quarter. Inbounding the basketball on the sideline is Rinesmith. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing of the basketball. Five to shoot. Gasing in the lane. Her pull-up from 10 off the heel, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds with 0.1 seconds remaining. It'll be Concordia basketball. They'll throw it in, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. It's 21-12, and that's how the quarter will end as Concordia goes through the formality of throwing it in with the length of the floor in front of them. 21-12, our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Concordia basketball after the quarter break. Dort College 4 of 16 from the floor in that quarter. Concordia 8 of 16. 7 turnovers by the defenders, 4 by the Bulldogs. Concordia with the basketball, working it left side. They give it up to Aubrey Bro. Bro puts up a 3, missed it, no good. And now fight for the rebound and a push called on the rebound. That's going to go against Aaron Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer, a senior from Holyoke, Colorado. And she gets called for the push on the rebound. It'll be Dort College basketball down 9. Gasink has her pocket picked. Concordia basketball out front. This is Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer tracks down the deflected basketball. She gives it up to Krohn. Pass into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Shot no good again. Rebound taken away by the Dort College defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Passes over to Flohn. Flohn up the left sideline with it. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing baseline jumper. Missed it wide. No good. Now a fight for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. 8:57 remaining. First half of basketball. Concordia 21, Dort College 12. Bausma checks into the ballgame. Gasing checks out. Concordia basketball, pass goes right side. Shot, wild shot up off the top of the backboard, no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia and Bro. Bro goes into the corner right side over to Edwards. Edwards three, no good, but it bounces off the heel. Makes contact with the shot clock above the backboard, and it will be out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Kenzie Bausma. 8:34 remaining in the half. Concordia forces a turnover. They've got it in the middle of the lane. Comes back outside. Three on the way. No good. Fight for the basketball. Taken away by Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Cruz. Kim into the front court. Kim Cruz with the basketball on the right elbow. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith in between the circles. She backs it up to half court. Throws it over to Cruz, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort College basketball. Ball's inbounded to Flown. Flown shot in the middle of the lane, no good. And the Dort College defenders have not scored since it was 12-9 in their favor. They got a two-point basket to go up 12-9. Since then, Concordia's outscored Dort College 12-0. Bringing the basketball up, pass left side over to Edwards. Edwards to Crone. Crone with the basketball. Shot from 17, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Biesemeyer had it, no. Taken away by Rinesmith. Up the floor it goes to Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Bausma off balance, shot no good, but Kinsey will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Bausma. We've played the first 2 minutes and 14 seconds scoreless here in the second quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. By the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Kenzie Bausma makes one of two free throws. On the other end, the Concordia Bulldogs get a shot to go. Peyton Harmson is whistled for the personal foul. Free throw on the way for Feller. It's up and good. So Sydney Feller completes the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 24-13. Pass in the backcourt is Bausma. Bausma back over to Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Cruz at the free throw line, driving in with the right hand, misses the shot, but she is fouled. And Kim will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws with her team down 11, 24-13. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. First free throw no good by Cruz, was good by Cruz. Second free throw is no good, and the defenders trail 24-14. 7:20 and counting, first half. Bulldogs with a 10-point lead. Shot from straight on off the window is good for Danny Anderson. Anderson with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 26-14. This is a Concordia team that averages 85 points per ball game. Abby Pruitt with the basketball at midcourt. She passes left side to Harmson. Harmson back out front, Cruz. Cruz, cross-court pass, tip, taken by Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Kenzie Bausma gives it up to Cruz. Cruz to Pruitt, 10 to shoot. Now to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Zone defense applied by the Bulldogs. Passed over the top for Evavold. Shot is blocked away by Lammers. It will be Dort College basketball with 5 seconds on the shot clock. On the right side of the lane, inbounding the basketball will be Harmson. Harmson throws it in, intended for Bausma, goes in among the trees, and Lammers comes away with it. Lammers gets it away to Quinn. Quinn, left side. This is Feller. Feller to the cutter, Lammers. Lammers on the trail. Into the lane. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Bausma or Evavold. I'm not sure which. Free throws on the way for Lammers. Lammers with a couple of points. She's going to the free throw line trying to extend the 12-point Concordia lead. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Lammers makes both free throws. She's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 28-14. Pass cross court taken away by Lammers, but she loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball after the tip pass. Wow, 6 seconds came off of the clock on that sequence. And now Dort College called for a backcourt violation as they didn't get the ball in front or past half court in that time. I'm not so sure that shot clock didn't get started just a skosh early. Shot on the way is up and good for Shelby Quinn. Quinn with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 30-14. Foul in the backcourt called against the Bulldogs. Dort College has the basketball. 6:04 remaining. Pass comes into Pruitt. Pruitt on the right side. Pruitt will dribble the ball up. Gets it up to half court, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Paige Engbers. Engbers directly in front of me, looking to throw it in. Gets it in to Evavold. Evavold waits for traffic to clear. Gets it over to Engbers. Engbers left side, Harmson. Harmson three, hurried it, no good. Rebound taken down by Pruitt. Pruitt off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. They pass it left side. Three on the way for Anderson is good. Danny Anderson with a three-point bucket, and it's 33-14. Gaysink with the basketball up the floor. Jamie passes left side over to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball on the wing to Pruitt. We approach the midpoint of the second quarter, and it's been all Concordia since it was Dort College up 12-9. Dort College now trails 33-14. A couple of free throws, the only Dort College offense in that sequence. Dort College looking for the first field goal in a while. Shot on the way by Gaysink, no good, but a foul on the rebound called on the Concordia Bulldogs, and I believe that's going to go on Concordia's Shelby Quinn. Quinn picks up her second personal foul. So the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it in to Palama. Palama's shot no good. Rebound Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it back over to Cruz. Cruz trying to drop it off inside for Palama, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Long pass into the front court. Concordia basketball. Pass goes left side. This is Brenly Dom. Dom gives it up to Duvel. Duvel drives into the lane with a left-hand shot. No good. Weak side rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with it was Paige Engbers. Engbers over to Cruz. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner. Engbers. Engbers three. Good. Paige Engbers with a three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 33-17. They've been outscored 12-5 here in this quarter. Shot on the way from the right wing, no good. Rebound cleared by Engbers. Engbers to Gaysink. Gaysink middle of the floor, up the floor now. Stops, tries to feed her up to Rinesmith, and Rinesmith unable to climb the ladder and get to that pass that was a bit high. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball bringing it up. Mackenzie Hyman. Hellman, that is. Hellman has it on the right side, driving all the way down to the baseline. And the ball is stripped away by Rinesmith, but a foul called on the play against the defenders and Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for foul number one. 33-17, Dort College. Beg your pardon, that's foul number two on Rinesmith. So a couple of free throws for the Bulldogs. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Hellman, a player I did not anticipate seeing here this afternoon, but she's playing significant minutes here in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Hellman. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center. Providing excellent real estate services to the area, over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web, teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Pass goes over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball back over to Cruz. Cruz goes right side. Flown to Palama. Palama in traffic, and she is held on the play. Foul goes against the Concordia Bulldogs and Colby Duvel. DeVell whistled for the personal, her first. Free throws on the way for Shea Paloma. It's an 18-point ball game right now. Paloma makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. North College trying to trim into this lead, trailing 33-18 currently. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. She made one of two free throws. Did Paloma. Ball is deflected free by Gasing, picked up, though, by Hellman again. Hellman setting the offense. 10 to shoot for the Bulldogs. And driving in, and we've got a reach-in foul called against the defenders. Alyssa Flohn as the Concordia Bulldog. Riley Sybil will go to the free throw line wearing her teammate's number, wearing the jersey normally occupied by Janovich. First free throw is up and no good for Sybil. Second free throw is good. So it's 36-18. Concordia doubling up on the defenders right now. Concordia with a steal. Sybil with a basketball. Pass comes out front. Hellman. Hellman three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tracked down in the corner, though, by Dom. Brandley Dom with a basketball. Dom passes it off to Hellman. Hellman in the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Angbers. Page with a basketball in the backcourt. North College needs to get the ball up the floor. The long pass into the front court intended for North College's. Shea Paloma. Paloma unable to track it down. Gasink will check out of the basketball game. On the floor right now, Cruz, Flohn, Rinesmith, Angbers, and Paloma. 2:45 and counting. First half. Concordia leads at 36-18. This Concordia pressure has a cumulative effect. You might make it through the pressure the first couple of times, but sooner or later it wears on you and you end up making errant passes even when you've got something there. Concordia with a two-point basket on the other end to go up by 20, 38-18. Dort College quickly up the floor. They get it ahead to Paloma, and Shea is fouled in the act of shooting, and Shea Paloma will go to the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far today. Free throw for the right-hander is up, no good. Another one on the way for Paloma. Paloma, normally a pretty good free throw shooter. Looking down at that end, though, you've got not much for a backdrop, and I sometimes think that that messes with the visitor here at the Walls Arena. Shot is up and good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. We'll fill you in at halftime on some of the other happenings for Dort College Athletics. Paloma made one of two free throws. She's got 5 points. Defenders trail by 19, 38-19. Dort College gets a turnover on the other end, and now they're onto their offensive flow. Here's Kim Cruz, drops it off inside, shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Evavold, Rachel Evavold with her first 2 points of the day. And the defenders trail by 38-21 as we get past the two-minute mark of the second half. 2 minutes remaining, Concordia basketball, free throw line jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold gets it away to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz will hot-foot it into the front court. Kim at the free throw line, head full of steam, kick out pass flown over to Angbers. Angbers, three ball, no good. Rebound cleared by Concordia and Laurel Crone. Ball is loose, it's down on the floor. Flohn digging after it, and Alyssa Flohn is whistled for the personal foul. Alyssa whistled for her second personal foul. And that one purely a frustration foul for Flohn. So two free throws on the way for the Concordia Bulldogs. Laurel Crone will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in a variety of Northwest Iowa communities. Proud to support Door College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, the dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. First free throw by Crone was no good. She's got another one on the way. She's a 75% free throw shooter. She makes one of two that time. Door College trails 39-21. Harmson with the basketball gets it away to Bausma. Bausma at the free throw line. Stops, picks up her dribble, and then drops it and gets whistled for a double dribble. 1:12 remaining in the half. Concordia basketball. Bringing the ball up is Devin Edwards. Edwards out front with the basketball. It's Laurel Crone. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Gets it away, Cruz. Cruz, long pass into the front court, Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Right side, Pruitt. Pruitt down to the baseline. Pruitt weaving through traffic. Comes over to Harmson. Harmson out front, Cruz. Cruz, Pruitt. Pruitt, Evavold, short corner, right side, 12-footer, up and good. Rachel Evavold with a couple of the first half field goals. Dort College trails 39-23, and a reach-in foul called on Kenzie Bausma. Foul called on Kenzie, and that is her first. Concordia leading 39-23 with 35.1 seconds remaining. First half of action, Concordia took control of this basketball game with a 12-0 run to go from down 12-9 to up 21-9. Bausma checks out of the basketball game. Checking back in is Gasink with 35.1 seconds remaining. And a second free throw on the way for the Bulldogs. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Converting one of two was Carissa Gutz. Gutz makes one of two. It's 40-23, Concordia leading. Gasink with the basketball up the floor. Gasink right side, Evavold. Evavold, Pruitt. Pruitt in between the circles. Pruitt comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, left side, Gasink. Gasink underneath Pruitt. Pruitt back outside Cruz. Cruz in traffic, up no good, but Kim is fouled. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Fouls charged to Concordia's number 42, Aubrey Breaux. Breaux has just picked up her third personal. Free throw by Cruz off the mark, no good. Kim has been struggling from the free throw line the last couple of games now. And today she is 1-for-5. So Dort College is down 17 with 16.3 seconds remaining. This one could be a little bit tighter if Dort College were converting their free throws. Kim Cruz makes one of two, and the defenders trail 40-24. Concordia basketball. Pass goes left side. This is Crone. Crone with the basketball. Drop it off inside. Shot is up and good. Easy two-point basket for Quinn Rogge. And the defenders trail by 18, 42-24, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Concordia 42, Dort College 24. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College basketball team, the women's team trailing Concordia by 18 at halftime, 42-24. Here's your telling statistic. Dort College 16 turnovers, Concordia with 4. Translates into Concordia having 10 more shots from the floor, and their stifling defense has limited Dort College to 26% shooting success from the field, while the Bulldogs have made 38% of their shots. Dort College hit back-to-back three-pointers to go up 6-3, eventually led 10-5 before Concordia cut the lead down to 10-9. Dort College answered with a bucket to make it 12-9, but Concordia outscored Dort College the rest of the first quarter, 12-0, to take a 21-12 lead. Dort College was able to muster two more points early in the second quarter on a pair of free throws. While Concordia was scoring 12 points, they stretched the lead to 19, 33-14. The lead was 20 at one point, 30-18. And it's an 18-point ball game at halftime, 42-24. Dort College, 7 of 27 from the floor, 26%. 2 for 13 on threes, 15%. 8 of 15 from the free throw line, 53%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 14 of 37 from the floor, 38%. 4 for 16 on threes, 25%. 10 for 14 from the free throw line, 71%. Dort College has been out-rebounded by Concordia. Concordia has been out-rebounded by the defenders, 28-20. Told you about the turnovers already, 16-4 in favor of Concordia. Dort College is led in the first half by Shea Palamas, 5 points, 4 points each for Rachel Evavold and Kim Cruz. 3 each by Paige Ingbers and Annie Rinesmith. 2 for Jamie Gasing. And 3 for Kenzie Bosma for Dort College's total of 24. For the Concordia Bulldogs, balanced scoring. 6 for Aaron Wieselmeyer, 6 for Brenly Dahm, 1 for Carissa Goots, 2 for Devin Edwards, 1 for Laurel Crone, 3 for Aubrey Bro, 2 for Shelby Quinn, 1 for Riley Sybil, 5 for Sydney Feller, 4 for Quinn Rogge, 5 for Danny Anderson, 4 for Philomena Lammers, and 2 for Mackenzie Hellman. 4 rebounds for Paige Ingbers, 4 for Kenzie Bosma. 3 for Rachel Evavold, 3 each for Annie Rinesmith and Shea Palama. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 3 for Quinn Rogge, 2 for Laurel Crone, 2 for Lammers and Hellman. 2 assists for Crone, 2 for Quinn. For the defenders, 3 assists for Kim Cruz. And the Concordia Bulldogs have 8 steals. Lammers has 3 of them. North College is countered with 3 steals, with one steal each by 3 different players. 42-24, we're at halftime. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College Baseball earlier today on the short end of a 5-4 decision to the Sterling Warriors. Dort College has been involved in 3 games to start the baseball season where they have been right there, but so far coming up just shy, hoping that the defenders can get one here this afternoon and come back from Sterling, Kansas with a win. Lost a pair yesterday, 4-3 and 7-5. Dort College men's volleyball on the short end of a 3-0 decision to Ottawa earlier this afternoon. They are on their way home from Ottawa, Kansas, a whirlwind trip for the Dort College men's volleyball team. They played Park University last night, lost 3-0, made their way to Ottawa, Kansas for a match this afternoon, and to lose that one 3-0 as well. They return home to play a match on Tuesday evening at the DeWitt Gym. GPAC scores, a little tougher going in terms of finding those scores today as opposed to other days. Only scores I have: Hastings over Briarcliff, 39-18. And Dakota Wesleyan leading the College of St. Mary, 32-28 at the half. No report on Morningside and Midland, and Mount Marty and Doan as well. No report on those two basketball games. Hoping that I can track them down, but no promises on a Saturday afternoon where I'm deep in the heart of Nebraska. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Not been able to confirm it, but one source tells me Midland leads Morningside at halftime in women's basketball, 55-43. If that is indeed true, that is an odd score at halftime. Mom Marty and Doan, no report on those score on that game yet. We are underway with the second half. Dort College with the basketball. Gasing passes over to Cruz. Cruz on the left side splits the defense, puts shot up, blocked by Lammers. Cruz gets the rebound over to Angbers, swings it left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the wing, 9 to shoot. Comes back over to Angbers, lets fly from the right wing with a 3. Good. Paige Angbers with the 3-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trying to fight their way back to within 10. They trail by 15 right now, 42-27. Ball is swiped at by the Dort College defenders. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort College basketball. So the defenders bringing it up, trailing 42-27, finishing up some bookkeeping chores. Pass goes left side over to Ingbers. Ingbers gives it up to Cruz. Cruz has it up front, feeds it down to Gasing. Gasing high off of the glass, good. Jamie with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders back to within 42-29, so a Baker's dozen difference. Dort College just simply in this kind of setting, and just see if he can get it under 10 and then hold it there for a while, take care of the basketball. That'll take care of a lot of the Dort College woes, that much of their pain self-inflicted in the second quarter of play when they piled up way too many turnovers. Shot on the way by Quinn is good. She's got another one on the way. Shelby Quinn, her third point of the day. And the Dort College defenders trail 29-43, pending another free throw. That one's off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound cleared by the Bulldogs, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing gets it ahead to Cruz. Cruz with it out front. Cruz passes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner. Ingbers. Ingbers too strong. No good on the three-point attempt. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Ingbers again. This time she measures it out and knocks it down. So a three-point basket for Ingbers. Paige with her third three today, her second of the half. And the defenders are within 11, 43-32. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Well, I looked over and Drew Olson was giving one of the officials a little advice on how he wanted it called on that end. Dort College comes away with a turnover. Racing up the floor is Flown, and Flown is fouled on the play by Laurel Crone. Well, hockey shift change here. The line change, five in, five out. Drew Olson says, I want a fresh five after a little over, well, after about 100 seconds are gone in this second half. Paloma passes left side, Cruz down to Gasing. Gasing reverses it, intended into the corner for Ingbers, and it's kicked away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 8:07 remaining in the third quarter. Inbounding is Flown. Flown throws it into the backcourt. Cruz gets it at half court, and there's a situation where Kim Cruz treated the half court stripe like an out of bounds line. She could have chased it into the backcourt. The whistle came, and I was afraid that they were going to call her for a travel. Instead, there was a foul. Now Cruz throws it away. It's taken back by Concordia's Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer takes the long pass, and now Concordia, up by 11, has the basketball. Dort College has cut 7 points off of the 18-point halftime lead. Bulldogs feed it down low. Kick-out pass. Three on the way off the mark, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback attempt. It's Quinn Rogge. Rogge is fouled on the arm. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul was called on the defenders and Jamie Gasing. Gasing whistled for the personal foul. Free throw's up. Free throw is good. Rogge makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association. And they're going to call that foul and not on Gasing, but instead on Ingbers. Ingbers whistled for the personal foul. Second free throw is up and good, so Rogge makes both free throws. And the defenders trail by 13, 45-32. Cruz passes over to Ingbers. Ingbers right side, Flown. Flown at the top of the key, kicks it out. Go back right side to Cruz. Cruz with a left hand in the lane, and she is fouled on the play. And that is team foul number three on the Bulldogs. That foul is charged to Erin Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer whistled for her first personal foul. Flown will inbound, drops it in for Paloma. Paloma out front, Cruz. Cruz right side, Gasing. Gasing down to Flown. Flown fires it back over. Out front, Cruz. Cruz floats it over the top, Paloma. Paloma too strong off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball. Bausma checks into the ballgame. Checking out will be Jamie Gasing. Concordia will walk it up. With it on the right side is Sybil. Sybil comes back right side. On the wing is Goltz. They go left side. Devin Edwards. Edwards driving in with the right hand. Finishes at the rim, and she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Concordia trying to stretch it back to a 16-point difference after Dort College had it down to 11. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Edwards makes the free throw. She's got three. And the defenders trail 48-32. Concordia basketball after a steal. Pass goes inside to Goltz. Goltz is fouled on the play. And she will go to the free throw line now with an opportunity to get in the score column. For Concordia, every player in uniform today, or everyone who has played, has scored except for Duvel. Free throw on the way is up, and that one's no good. So Goltz made one of two. Ball's down on the floor. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. This will be Concordia basketball. Concordia threatening to take a stranglehold on this one. Leading 17, 49-32 after Dort College had cut it down to 11. Throwing the ball in will be Goltz. Goltz gets it inbounded. Concordia will be opening up tournament play Wednesday evening, visiting with their sports information director before this contest began. Pass goes left elbow. Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer shot no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. He indicated he wouldn't be surprised if Concordia elected to rest Mary Janovich in that first-round game as well on Wednesday, trying to get her on top of some injuries that she's been dealing with most of the year. She's not in uniform tonight. Three-pointer by Flohn, too strong, no good, but there for the putback is Evavold. Evavold, the freshman from Bloomington, Minnesota, cuts it down to a 49-34 ball game. Concordia into the offensive end, under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Concordia has it. They feed it down low. Right side shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Harmson. Harmson over to Flohn. Flohn into the front court. Alyssa Flohn takes it across the stripe. Passes left side Cruz. Cruz, Harmson. Harmson deep left side. Comes back to Cruz. Kim with the basketball. Right side it goes Evavold. Evavold, Harmson. Harmson left side Cruz. Cruz into the lane. Flohn. Flohn up on the rim. Good. Alyssa Flohn with a two-point bucket, her first of the day. Dort College trails 49-36. Defenders trying to hang in there. Cut it down to 13 again. Bulldogs into the front court. Right side. Three on the way. Good for Goltz. Goltz knocks down the three. She's got 4 points. Bausma with it at the free throw line. Pulls up. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken down by Roggie in the middle of the lane. Quinn Roggie goes left side to Edwards. Edwards with the basketball working against Flohn. Edwards with the right hand. Back out front it goes to Sybil. Sybil with the basketball. Sybil passes right side. Gets the return pass now to Edwards. Edwards with the ball. Edwards on the right elbow of the lane. A runner with 2 seconds remaining on the shot clock and getting it to go was Sybil. Sybil with a two-point basket on the runner from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders trail by 15, and there's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Jamie Gasing breaks the pressure defense. Dort College into the offensive end. Pruitt gets it back up front. Harmson. Harmson over to Gasing. Gasing on the right wing. Harmson. Harmson into the corner. Pruitt. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson pull up no good with a left hand. Rebound cleared by Concordia. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Concordia basketball up the floor is Hellman. Hellman passes it right side. This is Goots. Goots Now they try to drop it off, and the ball is deflected out by Ebby Pruitt. Palama is back in. Evavold will check out. Throwing the ball in for Concordia's Hellman. They try to pass in the lane. Ball deflected. Picked up by Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink left side. Feeds it to Pruitt. Pruitt three players around her. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson left side. Now Pruitt. Pruitt tests the waters into the lane. Her off-balance shot no good. Rebound taken down by Shea Palama. Her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Palama. And Palama is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Concordia's Kobe Duvall. Duvall whistled for her second personal. And free throws on the way now for Shea Palama. Palama with 5 points all in the first half. And she's shooting with her team down by 18, now 17 as she makes the first free throw. A second free throw forthcoming. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. Concordia basketball, right side three, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Here we go, girls. Keep fighting. Let's go. Palomo with seven. And the Bulldogs with it on the left side. They get the ball inbounded to Goots. Goots. That was Hellman, beg your pardon. Hellman trying to pass it out. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Gaysink checks out of the basketball game. Concordia tossing it in. Ball is deflected. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Pass goes left side. Comes back right wing. And with the basketball, it's Brenly Dom. They drop it off inside. Two-point basket is up and down for Hellman. Hellman with three. Dort College trails 56-238. 56-38, Concordia by 18. 2:46 remaining in the third quarter. Harmson with the basketball gets it ahead to Landers. Landers double-teamed. Dort College tries to throw it into the front court. Ball is deflected into the back court. Concordia comes up with it. Pass over the top. Gets it over to Dom. Dom, three-pointer, left wing, good. Brindley Dom with nine, and the Dort College defenders trail 59-38. Long pass into the front court, Landers. Rio gets it back over to Harmson. Harmson, Flown, three-pointer, up and good. Alyssa Flown with five, and the defenders trail 59-40. Long pass over the top intended for the Concordia post player racing down the floor. That was Goots. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Get it into Dom. Dom with another three-pointer. Right wing, good. Brenly Dom with four threes. And the defenders trail 62-40. In the backcourt with the basketball. Harmson over the top. Four. Palama. Palama's shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Landers. Rio Landers with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail 62-43. 62-43 the score. Concordia basketball. They pass it underneath and a foul called on Palama underneath the basket. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping located in Sioux Center. A couple of free throws on the way for the Bulldogs. Shooting the free throws will be Kobe Duvall. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Duvall's second free throw is good. So Duvall makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 64-43. 64-43, Dort College down 21. Concordia on defense. Ryan Smith in the backcourt with a basketball. Ryan Smith gets it over to Paloma. Paloma left side, Cruz. Cruz deep in the left corner. Throws it over the top, gets it to Angbers. Angbers three from the right wing, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Lammers for Concordia. She gets it over to Quinn. Quinn goes right side. Crone. Laurel Crone into the corner. Three is up and good. A three-point basket by the Bulldogs. Danny Anderson, she's got eight. Concordia opens up a two-dozen-point lead, 67-43. Paloma into the corner. Landers. Landers for the basketball. Landers over to Cruz. Cruz, they try to feed it underneath for Paloma. The ball is deflected out. Picked up by Concordia. Bulldog basketball. Danny Anderson. Long pass into the front court. Right-handed shot, no good. On the run by Bro. Rebound cleared by Kim Cruz. Cruz puts up the runner as she goes coast to coast. And Concordia comes back the other way with the basketball. Danny Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Three on the way. Good. Danny Anderson with 11 points. Couple of threes in a row. And Concordia has opened up a 70-43 advantage. Rinesmith into the front court. Rinesmith will try to go coast to coast, and she's stripped from behind. Concordia basketball, 8 seconds left. They get it across the timeline. On the left wing is Quinn. Comes back right side, Bro. Bro three. Off the mark, no good. That's the end of the quarter. Our score, Concordia 40, North College. Beg your pardon, Concordia 70, North College 43. Concordia outscores North College 28-19 in that quarter. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action right after this. Dort College basketball as we resume play. Bowsom over the basketball. Gets it into the corner to Angbers. Dort College trailing 70-43. And they throw the ball away. A turnover disparity continuing to haunt the Dort College defenders. Dort College 21 turnovers through three quarters of play. Concordia with seven. Dort College for the ball game, 14 of 45 from the floor, 31%. So that has improved since the first half. Pass goes left side. With it is Paloma, and Paloma is going to be called for a charge. Shea whistled for her second personal foul, I believe. Nope, that's number three on Shea. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Quinn with the basketball over to Lammers. Lammers on the right elbow. Back over to Quinn. Quinn driving into the left hand, gets it to go, but we've got a foul on the play. I believe the foul is going to go on Lammers. Lammers is going to be called for an offensive foul or an illegal screen. It's foul number one on Lammers. Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt. They pass it right side over to Flone. Flone has it knocked off of her foot out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Bulldogs get the ball inbounded high post to Lammers. Lammers working against Paloma. Paloma gets called for her fourth personal foul on the drive to the lane, through the lane to the basket for Lammers, and Lammers will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Lammers will shoot a free throw. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Lammers with 7 points. And the defenders trail 73-43, a little over a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. With the basketball, Evavold. Evavold passes it over to Flone. Flone gets it to Angbers. Angbers, three ball, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia pass over the top. And a travel violation called against Concordia and Laurel Crone. It will be Dort College basketball in front of the Concordia bench. 8:33 left to go in regulation. Concordia zeroing in on their 28th win of the season. And Kim Cruz tries to save the ball in. steps on the sideline, out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia pass goes left side over to Anderson. Anderson at the free throw line, picks up her dribble. Comes back out front, feed it into Lammers. Lammers shot up and down. Philly Lammers with her ninth point. Dort College trails 75-43. Loose ball, another turnover. Here comes Quinn. Quinn with the basketball. Pass goes right side, intended for Lammers. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Gasing to toss it in. She gives it to Cruz. Cruz shovels it right back to Gasing. Well, the basketball is Gasing. Gasing swiped at from behind by Laurel Crone, and Crone has whistled for the personal foul. So Crone whistled for the personal foul. Inbounding the basketball will be Ryan Smith after the foul call. Dort College, Ryan Smith throws it in, gets it into Gasing. Gasing short jumper left side, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Goltz. Here come the Bulldogs, leading 75-43, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. And a new player into the game, that's Sybil. Sybil, they go to the free throw line. Rogge, pass goes over the top. And driving in for the two-point basket is Concordia's Goltz. Goltz now with 6 points. And the defenders trail 77-43. Down to the baseline is Evavold. Evavold out front, Angbers. Angbers with it, 7-10 remaining. Cruz's pass out front is deflected and taken away by Concordia and Sybil. Sybil on the left wing. She passes to Edwards. Edwards into the corner. And a two-point basket is up and good for Concordia's Goltz. Goltz with 8, and the defenders trail 79-43. Cruz up the floor, floater in the lane, can't get it to go, gets her own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound Cruz again, comes back over to Gasing. Gasing, three-pointer, top of the key, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia with a 79-43 lead, 6:30 remaining. Pass goes left side. This is Rogge. And the ball is thrown out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. 6:23 remaining. Concordia leads 79-43. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Floodgates have opened at this point. Concordia leads 81-43 as Quinn Rogge knocks down a two-point basket out of the timeout. Concordia with a basketball. After a steal, Rinesmith takes it back. Her shot no good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. And Aaron Wieselmeyer. Paige Angbers checks out of the basketball game. Checking in will be Dort College's Peyton Harmson. Harmson, the freshman from Rock Rapids, checks into the basketball game. Pass comes in to Bausma. Bausma back over to Evavold. Evavold right to Harmson. Harmson shot no good. Saved in by Bausma. Throws it over the top to Rinesmith. 5:45 left to go in the game. Pass from Rinesmith is taken away by Sybil. Sybil, layup good. Riley Sybil with 5 points. Concordia leads 83-43. Concordia on a 19-0 run. Shot by Rinesmith, no good. Rebound cleared by Concordia. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. 83-43, 5:22 remaining. And the Concordia Bulldogs will send 5 new players into the fray. Dort College countering right now with Bausma, Pruitt, Rinesmith, Evavold, and Harmson. Pass right side. This is Feller. Feather in the right corner, and she is fouled on the play by Rinesmith. That is team foul number three on the defenders in this half. Dort College has scored. Dort College has gone scoreless here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia basketball, Dom in the lane, her shot wild, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Up and running with the basketball, Harmson. Harmson over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it at the free throw line. Evavold, Rinesmith. Rinesmith three, off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, long pass into the front court with a left hand. It's up and good. Two-point basket for Duvall. Duvall with four. Concordia's outscored Dort College here in the fourth quarter, 15-0. And finally ending the Dort College drought is Bausma. Bausma with a short shot in the lane. She's got 5 points. Now foul on the other end called on the Dort College defenders. 4:16 left to go in the fourth quarter. Two free throws on the way for Concordia and Sydney Feller. Feller shooting a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web, teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Shot no good. One of two free throws made by Feller. And the defenders trail 86-45. With it on the left side is Angbers. Angbers out front. Gaysink. Gaysink feeds it to Flown. Flown is held on the play. And Flown is fouled. That is team foul number three against the Bulldogs in this quarter. One more foul to give before Dort College is in the bonus situation. Feed it down low for Paloma, and Paloma is fouled from behind. And Shea has had just about enough today. Fouls charged to Duvall. That's her third. This will mark the conclusion of the basketball careers for four Dort College women's basketball players. Three of them on the floor right now. Flown shot misses. Concordia back the other way. Brindley Dom. Dom passes into the corner. And the fourth senior is going to be checking in here shortly. Gaysink for the basketball. Gets it away to Flown. Flown gives it up. This is Cruz. Cruz in the lane. Back over to Angbers. Angbers three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Brindley Dom. Dom into the front court. Dom driving in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. Brindley Dom with the two-point basket. She's got 14 for the ball game. Dort College trails 88-47. Left side of the basketball. This is Angbers. Angbers to Gaysink. Gaysink drops it off for Flown. Flown over the top. Paloma. Paloma draws some contact. Foul call. And Paloma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Shea Paloma will shoot a couple of free throws. So two free throws on the way for Shea Paloma, one of the four seniors for the defenders. Paloma, a 6-foot senior from Hull. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 senior from Sioux Center. She's on the floor right now. Hannah Norton's going to check into the basketball game. And Alyssa Flown checks out of the basketball game. So you've got four seniors plus Jamie Gaysink on the floor right now for the defenders. Paige Angbers, the other senior for the defenders, on the floor. So those are your four seniors. Norton, Paloma, Cruz, and Angbers. Pass into the lane, shot no good, a lot of contact, and appears to me the officials just want this one to be over with. Alyssa Fetters will check into the contest. Gaysink will check out, so Fetters checks in. Gaysink checks out with 2:47 remaining. Well, for the defenders, they'll have ended their year 5-3 in their last eight games. Pass goes into the corner, Fetters. Fetters comes back out front, comes back right side over to Cruz. Cruz, left side for Angbers. Angbers to Norton. Norton lets fly with a 17-footer, no good. Rebound saved in by Fetters, but right to a Concordia player. Concordia coming back the other way, Goots. Goots shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Here comes Stuart College. Cruz into the front court. Kim up the floor, driving in with the right hand, layup good. Kim Cruz with 6 points, and the defenders trail 88-49. Cruz will close her career in the top 20 in three significant categories for the defenders. Scoring, rebound, and assists. Pass goes right side over to Norton. Norton with the basketball at the free throw line. Hannah Norton gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz in traffic, her shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Bulldogs come up the floor with the basketball. They pass it right side. 1:34 remaining, and they throw it away. It will be Dort College basketball with 1:31 remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Paige Angbers. Angbers gets the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Pass comes right side, Angbers. Angbers goes over to Norton. Norton with the basketball, Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, gives it up left side over to Cruz. Cruz cross court over to Angbers. Angbers comes back to Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles, 10 to shoot. Fetters drives in, puts it up, shot no ball, good. Ball deflected out of bounds, last touch by Palama. It will be Concordia basketball, and Dort College will have four new players check into the game, and I would imagine they'll go in for the seniors. And checking out of the basketball game for the last time for the Dort College defenders will be Angbers, Palama, Norton, and Cruz. So those four seniors for the defenders checking out. No likelihood for the last time as a Dort College defender. And now the Concordia Bulldogs will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. And the Concordia Bulldogs, not certain what transpired there. Looked to me like they had six players on the floor, I believe six seniors on the roster. And so they put six players on the floor after the timeout intentionally. And they knew the penalty. That would be result in a technical foul. Abby Pruitt goes down and knocks down a couple of free throws. So Abby into the scoring column today. And the Dort College defenders will now play defense as Concordia checks their six seniors out. And Concordia will now inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's a unique one. Hadn't seen that before. Seen it in football where teams will play with 10 for a variety of reasons, oftentimes to remember a fallen teammate, but obviously there's no penalty for that. You can always play a man down. But Concordia that time electing to send six out onto the floor after the timeout. They had some cushion to play with. And now they have the basketball after the technical foul is assessed. They get it into Lammers. Lammers with the basketball working against Fetters. Lammers, short shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Landers. Rio gets it ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. Pass goes right side. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball with 45.4 seconds remaining. 24 on the shot clock. Concordia slightly better than their season average of 84.5 points per game offensively. They've got 88 today. Shot by Harmson, no good, but she is fouled on the play. And the foul is charged to Concordia's Colby Duvel. Duvel whistled for her fourth personal. I beg your pardon, that's number five on her. She'll foul out of the basketball game. And checking in for Concordia will be Quinn Rogge. So three shots on the way for Harmson. First free throw by Peyton, up no good. Peyton Harmson, 1 for 3 so far this season from the free throw line. She does not get to the free throw line much, obviously. Second free throw is up and good. She'll double her free throw attempts for the season right here in one fell swoop. She makes the second one. She's got another one on the way. 88-51, Concordia up. And that one's up and down as well for Harmson. Harmson makes it 88-52, and in all likelihood, that's how this one's going to end. So 5 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Let's see how Concordia plays it out here. They've got it on the left side. Pass it underneath. Shot is up and good. 2-point basket for the Bulldogs and Rogge. Rogge with 10. 90-52. Dort College brings it into the front court. Pruitt. Pruitt right side over to Bausma. Bausma passes back over to Harmson. Harmson Landers. Landers. Harmson. Harmson three. Left corner. Misses too strong. No good. Rebound Fetters. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Comes back over to Landers. Landers three from the top of the key. Good. Rio Landers with a 3-point bucket. She's got 5. And that's how it will end. Concordia 90, Dort College 55. Back with a recap of today's basketball game in a moment. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 90-55 decision. Dort College led early in this one, but then Concordia took control with a 12-0 run to end the first quarter of play. They were up 21-12 at the end of the first quarter, up 42-24 at the end of the first half. Concordia outscored Dort College 28-19 in the third quarter to lead 70-43. And the second half, the fourth quarter, things really got away from the defenders. Went scoreless for about half of the fourth quarter. Outscored 20-12. It ends up a 90-55 difference. Concordia goes 19-1 in the conference, 28-2 overall. They are the GPAC regular season champions and the number one seed for the postseason tournament. Dort College finishes their year 5-15. 13-17, they won 5 out of their last 8 outings. Dort College was 17 of 63 from the floor today for 27%, 6 for 28 from the 3-point line for 21.4%, 15 of 24 from the free throw line for 62.5%. Concordia, 31 of 69 from the floor, 44.9%, 9 for 27 from the 3-point line, 33%, 19 of 26 from the free throw line for 73%. Turnovers, Dort College 28, Concordia 11. Translates into Concordia getting 6 more field goal attempts and 2 more free throw attempts. Dort College did offset some of that difference with 21 offensive rebounds and a 52-41 rebounding advantage. The defenders were led in scoring by Paige Ingbers with 9 points. 8 points for Shea Palama. Rachel Evavold had 6. Kim Cruz had 6. Jamie Gasing had 4. Annie Rinesmith had 3. Kenzie Bausma had 5. Alyssa Flohn had 5. 2 each for Abby Pruitt and Peyton Harmson. 5 as well for Rio Landers. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 14 for Brenly Dom. 11 for Danny Anderson, 10 for Quinn Rogge. Everyone who appeared in the game today for Concordia scored. Carissa Gutz had 1. Aaron Wieselmeyer had 6. Devin Edwards had 5. Laurel Crone had 1. Aubrey Bro and Shelby Quinn had 3. Riley Sybil had 5. Sydney Feller had 6. Maggie Goltz had 8. Colby DeVell had 4. Philly Lammers had 9. Mackenzie Hellman had 4. Rebounding, Kim Cruz led the defenders with 6, along with Paige Angbers and Kenzie Bausma. 4 rebounds for Rio Landers and Rachel Evavold. Jamie Gasink also had 4 rebounds, 3 each for Peyton Harmson and Annie Rinesmith. For the Bulldogs, 6 rebounds for Quinn Rogge and 4 for Philly Lammers. No one else with more than 3. Shelby Quinn had 3 assists, 2 for Carissa Gutz, 3 for Devin Edwards and Laurel Crone. 2 steals each for Quinn and Sybil, and another 2 for Quinn Rogge. Lammers had four steals. For the defenders, five different players had one steal each. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. North College Basketball on KDCR. As we get into the postgame portion of our broadcast, before we get to Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, here are the final scores. Hastings defeats Briarcliff 71-53. It was Doan over Mount Marty 80-48. Morningside downs Midland 88-79. And in the one where you file it under the you just never know, College of St. Mary defeats Dakota Wesleyan 72-66. Yeah, you just never know in the conference as it doesn't end up costing Dakota Wesleyan as they hold on to the number two spot with Morningside and Hastings at 14-6. And you got to wonder if Dakota Wesleyan may have rested some players in anticipation of the GPAC tournament. I don't know what the tiebreaker is on Morningside and Hastings. One of those teams will be three, one will be four. Northwestern will be the number five seed. Six will be Doan, seven will be Briarcliff, and Midland and Mount Marty are tied for eighth at the conclusion of the season at 7-13, and it will be Midland, I'm being told, as the number eight seed. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, for about a half, it felt like I would say for the first 6 minutes or so, your team really handled the Concordia pressure okay, made some shots. You really got what you wanted early on, but as we've talked about before, that Concordia pressure defense will have a cumulative effect, and pretty soon they get you playing just a little too fast, and you start making unforced errors, and just felt like that was the case late in the first quarter and into the second quarter when they took control.
Yeah, you know, and some of that, we didn't get shots off, and so that hurt us. We ended up being able to make up for that a little bit later, but yeah, they're a great basketball team, and they're very deep, and any five that they bring in, you know that they're going to bring the heat. They're very well coached. Drew does a good job executing what they want to, and that it definitely wore on us. I think our inexperience hurt. We got in some foul trouble, and then we just didn't shoot the ball very well today.
What kind of team will give Concordia a test when it's in the tournaments? What kind of team do you have to beat a team like this?
A team that can make shots. If you can make shots and get back on defense, you have a chance to beat them. I know Dakota Wesleyan handled them really well a couple days ago, or last weekend, I think, at their place. And if you can make shots and kind of expose their 2-3 zone a little bit, you have a chance to win. The other thing you got to do is be able to get stops. And that's one thing I don't think we did a great job of today. If you can get stops, they aren't able to set up in their press, which definitely has an effect. And again, if you can make shots, they can't get out and run on you a little bit, which they did on us.
I'm not going to dwell on this game too much. I mean, what's done is done. 90-55, Concordia gets the win. Last game for four seniors. Let's talk about each of them. Let's begin with Hannah Norton, a player who is with the North College basketball program for a couple of years. You have a background with her, and she made the trip. She came over in the same time frame as you did on getting hired a couple of years ago. Hannah Norton, what does she mean to this program?
I'm probably going to get emotional. Hannah is somebody that I've actually coached for 3 years, not just two, and to see her growth and where she was her freshman year of college at Anoka Ramsey to where she is now. She's not just she's improved basketball skills-wise tremendously, and she's a girl who actually didn't play her senior year in high school because of some health issues. And so to see her stick with it and the joy that she brings to each practice and each game and the standard that she sets for our team as far as working hard, Hannah's actually one of our highest IQ players on the team. She knows where to be on the floor. She knows her role. But just to hear her talk about the joy that the game brings her in whatever role she's asked to play that day is incredible. She's always been a listening ear for her teammates, and then we're going to miss her gentle spirit.
The other three seniors, and we'll take them in no particular order here. Let's go with Shea Palamon, a player when you arrived, Shea DeAger. But Shea Palamon got married this past summer, and what did she mean to this North College basketball program?
You know, Shea did save her best season for her last. You know, she struggled a lot with injury last year, and she could have let that bother her. She could have let her, you know, freshman come in and play in front of her, but she didn't. Shay's a kid who goes out and attacks everything with 100% effort. She plays her butt off. She led our team in rebounding this year, both offensive and defensively. She came up big in some moments where we needed her to hit some big shots. And in her defense, she sets the standard for our team on defense. She's incredibly physical. She gets this look of determination on her face where her player just isn't going to score. They aren't going to get that offensive board. And every day she comes in and competes like that in practice, in games, whatever it is. But she also has a goofy spirit. Whenever somebody needs a joke cracked, Shay's the first one. Whenever someone needs to hear that that someone loves them, Shay's the first one to tell them that. And so we'll definitely miss that vocal leadership on her part, too.
Paige Angbers will leave as the career three-point leader, and I jokingly said to her after Annie Rinesmith's day the other day, I said, you nervous about that three-point record lasting? And she said, well, if Annie sticks with it for 4 years, that one's probably going to fall. But for right now, Paige Angbers is the queen of the three-pointers, if you will, indoor college basketball. Paige Angbers, senior from Pella, what did she mean to this program?
You know, I think that answer that she gave tells a lot about Paige. Paige is an incredible teammate. If it's her night, she embraces it. If it's her teammate's night, she's the first person up on the bench cheering for somebody who makes a big play. When Annie hit her A3 in that game, Paige ran all the way from one end of the bench to the other to celebrate the great night that that Annie was having. She is the epitome of the servant leader. Anything and everything you ask her to do, she does, and she doesn't ask questions, but she's willing to put herself aside in order for the team. And I think as a coach, you can't ask for anything more from a senior.
Kim Cruz will leave North College. She'll be in the top 20, I believe, in three different significant categories. Scoring, she'll have around, I believe, a little over 950. Rebounding, she'll be in the top 20. Assists, she'll be in the top 20. Didn't quite make it there in steals, but Kim Cruz has been a regular for 4 years. You coached her for 2 years. Kim Cruz and her impact on the North College basketball program.
You know, the thing we're going to miss most about Kim is her athleticism. She's so fast. She can get by people. I don't know if there's anybody faster with the ball going coast to coast. Host in the league. She's very well respected by coaches within the league, and her versatility is something that we're really going to miss. Kim is a quiet leader for us. She leads by example, by setting the tone for how hard we're going to play and how hard we're going to practice. She was missing the last time we played Concordia, and I don't think we really realized how big of an impact that was. But every day she gives her best effort, and she calls the best out of her teammate, and she wants the best for this team and believes the best for this team, and we're going to miss that about her.
What are you going to remember about this season, Coach, and about this team? I know sometimes it gets difficult to see the forest for the trees when you're in the middle of it, but what are you going to remember about this team?
You know, this team had an incredible no-quit attitude. I think if you had asked me on January 1, you know, what our conference record was going to be or what our record was going to be at the end of the year, I wouldn't have told you it was going to be 13-17. I don't know if I would have believed it, but those girls did. Every day we walked in that court, those girls believed we were going to get better and that we were going to start winning games and that we were good enough. And as a coach, sometimes we have a pretty pessimistic attitude, but our girls didn't. And they fought, and they bought in, and they believed. And when we decided to change some things, they didn't question it. They just did it with 100% effort, and they did it together. I don't know if I've ever coached a team that loves each other more than our kids love each other and that have each other's back more than our kids have each other's back. And I think that says a lot about our team when you got four seniors and you got 11 freshmen or whatever we have. To be able to bridge that gap and have great relationships within that says a lot about those senior leaders and about how excited the freshmen were to be a part of this group.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Team finished the year 5-3 in her last eight games. As you said, if you had told me at the end of the year you were going to be basically have a shot back at 500 with about 10 days to go, I would have said, I don't know if I see it, but your team finished the year well, and that was a good cap to the 16-17 season. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, and that's going to do it for the broadcast of our women's basketball contest. The North College Defenders on the short end of a 90-55 decision. Again, those GPAC scores from earlier today, that went final. Hastings over Briarcliff, 71-53. Doan over Mount Marty, 80-48. Morningside over Midland, 88-79. And the College of St. Mary upsets Dakota Wesleyan, 72-66. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of the men's pregame right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Many people